1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says this, "I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be united in the same mind and the same judgment." Chris Vines, one of our pastors at my church, says that cheap truths make weak churches. Cheap truths are those things which are true, but receive the wrong amount of emphasis. And the problems in the Corinthian church could be traced back to them trading central truths for cheap ones. One of the hallmark features of the first church in the book of Acts was their togetherness. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 reveals just how much they were united. And it says that all who believed were together and had all things in common. We see these Christians selling their own property so that others could have food and shelter. We see them eating together in their homes. Gladness and generosity were two overarching characteristics of these people in Acts chapter 2. And throughout the New Testament, we see the phrase "one another" as a descriptor for the church. It was this kind of unity that those who followed Christ were meant to have. They were to share one another's burdens. They were to be devoted to one another in brotherly love. They were to honor one another and attempt to outdo one another in kindness towards one another. We even see them greeting one another with a holy kiss. This one anotherness was a distinguishing mark for the church. This kind of unity is intended for all churches. And the purpose of such unity is to glorify God to the world around that church. And the source of such unity is Jesus Christ. So we see this principle formed, that God-glorifying church unity is always centered on the richness of Jesus Christ. When Jesus is not the center of a church's life and doctrine, their devotion to Him and one another is divided, and their witness to the world is compromised. Anytime and every time a church trades the rich truths of God for cheaper truths set forth by man, the true power of togetherness and transformation is forfeited. So the question is this taking place in your church, and are you a contributing factor to it? Today when you pray, please pray for Michael Barton and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Romanian Life Word broadcast that's heard in Romania.